This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Jordan, you've known Don for a lot longer than maybe some of these guys have. What were your thoughts when you found out yesterday?
Obviously it's unfortunate. Anytime you lose, a coach, a player who you've, had an entire year with and, went out on the ice with every single day, it's tough. But at the same time, it's it's how it goes sometimes. It's part of the business, it's time to move forward.
How important was this time with him for you in your career as you more established yourself here and got more comfortable with the system, but also worked your way through things?
It was great. I've talked a ton about. My feelings towards Donnie, towards, our relationship, past and present, and truthfully the future. He's had a tremendous influence on my career. He has done a lot of great things for me, even from far away, I think he will continue to have a huge impact on it.
Jordan, what do you think, or what can you make of your play so far this season? We saw, your production go up a lot, obviously last year dealing with that injury. Just as the season's come to an end, how do you think you performed?
I think I was able to do a lot of good things for the team this year. My goal is to have an impact every single night, whether it's production, bringing a physical presence, the penalty kill this year, a bunch of different things. And, there were nights where I did some things well, everyone wants to score more, everyone wants to produce more. So, that's an easy answer for me. I think I can score more in this league. I think I can produce more. But just building entirely on my game to help us win as a team is just kind of has been my focus and will continue to be my focus. And whatever we need from me next year is what I'll bring.
But moving forward, do you think there needs to be more accountability in this room?
I think with any hockey, any team, where accountability is absolutely necessary. I think Kevin's made a pretty big point that he's looking for that, in the next coach that we hire. And I think that's great. I think, in order for us to make the next step to get into, the playoffs, we're gonna need to know, what each of us needs to bring, what's expected of us, and if we're not doing that, then we need to know. And I think one thing that everyone has to realize is, that doesn't only come from the coach, doesn't only come from the GM, it comes from us as players as well. For us to call each other out when necessary, and to just stay on guys when maybe they're slipping in one way or another.
What did he say he wants this next coach to be an NHL experience coach? Is that what this team's group needs to be able to take that step forward?
I think it's, you know, definitely be positive to have someone who's, you know, been in the league before, who's, you know, played in a playoff series before and knows what it takes to get there because, you know, that's obviously our ultimate goal. I think that could definitely be very beneficial.
Alex mentioned that it's important for guys to recognize that it's not all on Donnie, you know, that he gets fired, but that, you know, there's a lot in this room that goes into that. How do you think people will internalize that, your teammates and yourself, just the responsibility you guys share in that?
Yeah, I hope we only internalize it that, yeah, you know, it's going to take a lot more than hiring a different coach for us to take the next step, right? You know, a coach is going to come in here, hold us accountable, give us the structure that we need, put us through practice, whatever the case is. But, you know, ultimately we're the ones who go out there and play, right? We're the ones who go out there and execute the game plan. We're the one who has to get the job done. So, yeah, not all of this is on Donnie at all, as a matter of fact. And I think it's a big wake-up call for everyone. And, you know, not only, we as players have to be better as well.
There's been so much talk, Jordan, this year about pressure and expectations. When it comes to a coach, what can a person in that role do to help players navigate that situation? You experience it in Minnesota. I mean, the expectation was always win there. So how can somebody help a group, no matter how experienced it is?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, different cultures will have different ways of doing that. But, you know, I think to make things as, you know, simple as they can be for guys, to allow them to know what's expected of them, and just to break it down for them so there's no extra, there's no added, you know, complexity or, you know, added pressure for that, for lack of a better term. With that, I think we've got to find it within ourselves to almost embrace the pressure, want the pressure. I mean, you want to play in the playoffs, you want to play in the Stanley Cup one day, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure. And, you know, there's only so much a coach can do, or there's only so much, you know, anyone can do to help you out, and it's not going to go away. So we got to find a way to know how to handle it, and truthfully hope it comes, because if it's coming, that means we're doing a lot of good things.
Zach ended his rookie season on a high note. Just how did you see him grow over the course of the season?
Yeah, the kid loves the game. He, he's from what I've seen, he's typically the first one on the ice, the first one off the ice. He's always working on it. I, to be honest, I don't know what age. I was like 21, I was really nervous. It was a tough, first year for me. And just to see him handle it the way he did and, you know, take on some of the pressure that was maybe he felt or was just part of playing in the NHL, he did a great job with it. He helped out the team in a lot of ways, and I'm excited to see how things unfold for him for the future.
You know Alex really well. He said he doesn't care if he wears a letter or not, that what he cares is that his teammates know that he's a leader. How do you see him lead in this room?
First I'll start with he's definitely a leader on the ice. The way he plays, You know, not only, you know, the skill set he brings, the production that he brings, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, he's out there, you know, probably backchecking the hardest. He's got a great stick, you know, gets in the shot lane, doing the things that needs to be done to, you know, win hockey games. And, you know, in here he's definitely a vocal guy, you know, a guy who knows how to balance when to get on guys and when to, you know, help them out. He's one of the older guys in the locker room. He's played probably, you know, a higher set of games than most guys, and he's been through it. So he definitely helps guys, you know, navigate every day, you know, the tough times, whatever the case is. So, you know, he's definitely a leader, and a lot of guys look up to him.
You had a chance to talk to Donnie at all?
I haven't, actually.
Jordan, you have a very defined role. I'm sure it took a few years in the NHL to really find that niche and to grow into it. What's the process for a younger player? I mean, just as a younger team, I'm sure that's part of the growth when you're talking about guys breaking into the league. You have to find your spot in the lineup and how what your role is and how to help the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a process. You know, there's probably guys on year 7 who still don't know their role. So it's, you know, there's definitely, you know, it helps, you know, when you get some help from, you know, up top, you know, management, coaches, whatever the case. But at the same time, you just got to kind of, you know, look in the mirror, kind of, and be honest with yourself, right? Everyone thinks they're still a, you know, top 6 guy, top 3 guy, power play guy, you know, and, you know, that's just not the reality. Everyone's, you know, not going to be that guy on every team. And so the quicker that, you know, all of us can realize that and – or anyone really can realize that and find a way to help the team win, you know, I think the better the chances are for the team. And, you know, when I say that, I think – I don't think anyone should limit themselves at all. I think you should – I'm still trying to be a top 3 guy, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't think you should take anything away from yourself, but at the same time, you know, once you get past, I don't even, you know, halfway through the season, whatever the case is, you know where you are in the lineup, you know what you should bring to the team, what the team needs, and that's when you should find a way to, you know, do whatever you come up with as your role.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.